The Pan American Health Organization presents the Digital Health COVID-19 Podcast. Today's topic, COVID-19 and the importance of strengthening information systems. During a pandemic, more than in any other public health situation, information systems play a critical role in managing data and other information at the speed the situation requires. They provide essential evidence for taking action, making the most informed decisions possible, and adjusting policies to allow for better intelligence on actions to improve health. Emerging technologies and automation have the potential to improve public health like never before in the history of humankind. Information systems provide immediate, expeditious, and coordinated data access and sharing, and they facilitate the prioritization of care, access, and response, especially for people in conditions of vulnerability. With properly disaggregated health data, it is possible to plan actions that reduce potential health inequities at all levels of care and facilitate the implementation of strategies to address such inequities. Evidently, there are some areas that should be prioritized, such as establishing or strengthening mechanisms and processes connected with the effective use of information technology and with the production, management, and processing of the data needed for response. Infrastructure for internet access. Regulations and standards for the development or adoption of computer applications and databases, a process for capacity building, and the review and updating of legislation. It is important that there be a person, entity, or group devoted exclusively to managing information systems and acting as a liaison between the institution and its suppliers of technology, infrastructure, etc. The formal establishment of a transparent and strategic multi-sectoral governance structure or mechanism. Having a secure technological infrastructure that meets the needs. At a minimum, this should allow for data capture and analysis platforms, real-time dissemination of information, electronic health records, patient portals, and the establishment of appropriate communication channels for teleconsultation, workstations, and internet access with sufficient bandwidth for multimedia services. Automation and interoperability of electronic health records. The various existing systems should be able to communicate with each other to accurately, effectively, and systematically exchange data and to make immediate use of information in an appropriate format. A very important aspect is the need for data privacy, confidentiality, and security. Technological infrastructure and regulations need to be strengthened to improve data confidentiality, to prevent unauthorized access to and improper use of patient information, and to ensure data integrity and compliance with standards and regulations on data protection. It is crucial to implement or strengthen the National Platform for Sharing Health Information in order to promote effective and rapid data collection, prioritization, and mapping using an automated systematic process that can be adapted to differing information needs. The scientific and academic community, as well as civil society, should be able to participate in real-time data production and analysis through timely access to accurate information in the appropriate format. Mechanisms must be established to share new knowledge, document good practices and lessons learned, and to combat disinformation and the infodemic. To the extent possible, it is wise to incorporate tools and applications that can improve data access and availability, and real-time analysis and presentation of data, using different analytical approaches and developing predictive models that enable better planning, response, and decision-making in health services and systems. What is most important to consider with a view to strengthening information systems? One key element is having the critical data required to generate reliable information, preferably with some degree of disaggregation. This information must be sufficient to enable health services to respond to the specific needs of the population, including continuity of care for pre-existing or new health conditions, and of course, pandemic-related problems. Access to information on pre-existing conditions significantly improves case management, especially for high-risk patients, facilitating the inclusion of variables necessary for measuring inequities in decision-making. The ideal scenario for information systems in response to the pandemic should have the necessary infrastructure and procedures to achieve the greatest possible interoperability in health information platforms, relying on multiple sources, including subnational databases. Connectivity with sufficient bandwidth for the transmission of images and real-time communication for physician-patient consultation, second medical opinion, or training, for example. Operational structure for information systems able to coordinate actions for data processing and database maintenance, adoption, adaptation, or acquisition of software, development of applications, infrastructure maintenance, and user support. The capacity to identify and address needs and possible gaps in the implementation of information systems for health in the context of pandemic response. Formal mechanisms to integrate all sectors involved in the response in order to cover specific needs related to the collection, access, and dissemination of information, including the private sector and civil society. A roadmap that contains an investment plan aligned with the priority given to information systems that support the pandemic response. Public-private collaboration should be considered, always focused on investments that have social impact and on corporate social responsibility. Available financial resources should be identified, and extraordinary activities to mobilize resources should be initiated to cover possible funding gaps. Lastly, the ideal scenario for information systems in response to the pandemic would implement professional training for digital literacy in health workers. It is also important to implement a process for rapid analysis, drafting, and updating of legislation and critical regulations to support pandemic response. Fully incorporating ethical use and protection of health data, primarily concerning privacy, security, effective use of electronic health records, teleconsultation, and electronic medical prescriptions, as well as the establishment of mechanisms, roles, and responsibilities for disseminating data and information to diverse audiences. What mechanisms and tools are available to accelerate the process of strengthening information systems for health? The Pan American Health Organization has a line of technical cooperation aimed at strengthening information systems, coordinated by the Department of Evidence and Intelligence for Action in Health. More details can be obtained at www.paho.org/ISH. This podcast was produced by the Pan American Health Organization.